I had open heart surgery in 2019 when I was 67. It was my first hospitalization in more than six decades. I had my tonsils out in 1957 when I was 5. The world had changed a lot in the years in between. So had I. So had surgery. 1957. A dour nurse in a starched white cap wheels me into a green-tiled operating room, where a black vortex sucks me in after the surgical team puts the ether mask over my face. It smells like bananas, my mother had said, and it does. 2019. A cheerful nurse anesthetist in pink scrubs asks what kind of music I'd like to hear as she wheels me toward the operating room. And when we get to surgery, another tech commands the Pandora app on the big screen TV to play music from the show I requested, Cabaret. I hear nearly half of Alan Cumming's version of Willkommen before I skip the ether vortex and go directly to sleep while they prepare to saw my breastbone in half. What stumps me today as I compare these two experiences is that there was life before Cabaret. How did people live in 1957? How did I? Maybe that's why the nurse in the starched white cap was so dour as she rolled my gurney to the operating room. She hadn't heard a song by Candor and Ebb. I didn't know I was a Broadway show queen when I was 5, but I did know I was a little gay boy. I didn't have a word for it, but I knew how it felt. I knew I liked men. This book is the story of how, like many men born in the 1950s and many thereafter, I fought and embraced and fought that desire throughout my life. It's a story of how I've made peace, not always perfect peace, but peace nonetheless, with my homosexuality, and found happiness with a guy named Ted, with whom I've spent the past 44 years. It's also a kind of a prayer that, one day, being homosexual won't require a peace treaty. Mine is not always a pretty story. There's fire, death, family curses, wishes to flee, unprotected sex, and its consequences. But there is also a splendid summer with 35 handwritten love letters between Ted and me when we were not only in the pink cloud of early romance, but also trying to figure out what a life together might look like.